All right, welcome back to the deep dive. You've handed us some interesting material, and well, our mission, as always, is to really dig in and pull out the key stuff for you. Today, we're tackling an article called How to Improve Golf Swing Path, Tips for South African Golfers.
That's right. And it's a really core part of the game, isn't it? The swing path. We're looking at it through this source that's specifically, you know, geared towards golfers dealing with those unique South African conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Like coastal winds, those really firm fairways you find, elevation changes, all that stuff.
All of that, yeah.
And what's great is it feels like this isn't just, you know, generic advice. It's really aimed at helping you, the listener, improve your swing path, better distance, accuracy, consistency.
Yeah.
Specifically thinking about those SA challenges.
Exactly. So we'll be pulling out the main insights, everything from like the basic building blocks and practice techniques,
right,
to using tech, getting pro advice, and crucially, how to adapt your path for those specific conditions we mentioned.
And the mental game, too. And equipment.
Yeah, the source touches on the mental side and equipment as well. It covers quite a bit.
Okay, great. So let's just jump right in then. The article, it makes it pretty clear right away. Precision is just vital in golf, and your swing path is, well, it's central to that.
Absolutely central.
Yeah.
Getting it right, or, you know, even just understanding it better, that's kind of the fast track to improving your game, especially like the article says, where those conditions really demand you adapt.
And it starts with the fundamentals, right? Grip, stance, swing plane.
Alignment, club face control, the whole package.
What's interesting, though, is how it immediately links those basics to the South African context. It calls grip and stance foundational. Okay, sounds obvious.
Yeah, but think about it. On uneven lies, or in those gusty winds you get from Durban right up to the Highveld, that solid base isn't just, you know, textbook stuff. It's absolutely critical for stability before you even start the club moving.
Yeah, good point. They get pretty specific on the grip, too, holding it more in the fingers for better wrist hinge.
Mm-hmm. And suggests a neutral grip, generally, for consistency. And it says, basically, if your shots are going everywhere, check your grip first. Makes sense.
And the stance. Standard stuff. Shoulder width, knees flexed, weight even.
Pretty much, yeah. But again, the article really hammers home how vital that stability is when you're dealing with the kind of varied ground you find all over SA courses.
Okay, so from that stable base, the swing plane comes next.
Right. And it describes it pretty simply, just the path the club takes, like an inclined circle, sort of. But the key insight isn't just defining it. It's stressing how important it is to keep the club head on that path consistently, you know, through the whole swing.
Insistency, yeah. That's the word. The source mentions visualizing the club moving straight back initially.
The takeaway, yeah.
And then coming back down on that same line. It specifically mentions that one piece takeaway, moving everything together, club, arms, body.
Right, to establish that plane right from the get-go.
But how do you, like, feel that plane, especially if you're not on a perfectly flat driving range mat?
Well, that's a good question. The article suggests practice, obviously, using alignment aids, maybe mirrors for visual feedback.
Okay.
And it does mention facilities, I think it name drops Royal Johannesburg and Kensington, that have tech to actually track your plane. It's really about understanding the how of the club's movement, not just the theory.
Makes sense. Okay. After plane, alignment is the next fundamental the source covers. Calls it often overlooked.
Which it definitely is. Your body alignment, feet, hips, shoulders parallel to the target line. That directs where your swing path actually goes.
And given some of the, let's say, interesting tee box angles or visual tricks on certain SA courses.
Exactly. The article stresses that developing a really sharp sense of alignment isn't optional. It's crucial.
So what's the technique?
Classic stuff, but it works. Use a club or an alignment stick on the ground, parallel to your target line. Then align yourself feet, hips, shoulders to that stick, not just vaguely at the flag.
Ah, right. An external reference.
Precisely. That external point becomes key when the visual cues on the course itself might, you know, lead you astray. Happens all the time on different SA courses.
So lots of practice with alignment sticks is the recommendation to kind of hardwire that feeling.
Yep. Make it automatic so your path starts out pointed in the right direction more reliably. Helps accuracy across all those varied layouts.
Okay. And then tying the fundamentals together is club face control.
Mm-hmm. Critical. Because that club face angle at impact, that's the number one thing determining where the ball starts.
And that gets extra tricky with crosswinds, right? Or trying to hit into those firm greens you find on the Highveld. Need precision.
Absolutely. The article links club face control straight back to the grip again. It says if your grip is too strong or too weak, it's just harder to square the face consistently when it matters, at impact.
So what's the advice? Practice.
Yeah, suggest practicing with things like impact bags to really get the feel of a square strike. And just being really aware of where that club face is pointing throughout the swing, even into the follow-through.
So getting feedback is important here too then, like filming your swing.
Definitely. Or working with a local pro, they can spot those little club face issues you might miss. Visualizing how your path and the face work together, that's vital for hitting accurate shots, especially on demanding courses, maybe like fan court links, where you really need that precision.
Okay, fundamentals covered. Grip, stance, plane, alignment, club face. So once you understand those, the article moves into practice drills, putting it into action.
Exactly. Knowledge is great, but you got to use it. It really emphasizes using those alignment stick drills for more than just setup.
How so?
Well, the suggestion is placing one stick parallel to your target, like before, but then another one pointing basically along your toe line towards your feet.
Ah, okay. Like a track.
Sort of, yeah. It forces a consistent stance and helps you visualize keeping the club moving along that target line stick, both back and through.
Right. Building muscle memory for the plane and the path. Practicing that over and over at the range, maybe somewhere like Stellenbosch Golf Club it mentions, helps make it feel instinctive.
Then there's the swing path gates drill. You can make these with, well, anything really. Towels, head covers, other clubs.
Okay.
Place them a little behind the ball, maybe a foot or so apart, creating a gate. The idea is simple. Swing the club head through the gate without hitting other side.
Ah, I like that. Direct feedback on the path.
Exactly. Great for building awareness of where the club head is actually going. And you can adjust the width, make it harder or easier. Practice it on different lies to, you know, mimic the slopes you find on SA courses to build that adaptability.
Good one. What else?
Impact bag training. Just repeatedly hitting an impact bag.
Sounds straightforward.
It is, but it isolates that moment of truth impact. It helps you really internalize the feel of delivering the club with the right path and a square face right through the hitting zone.
So combining these drills helps with both the physical movement and just feeling it.
Yeah, enhances muscle memory and awareness, which, again, is so important for dealing with all the different lies and conditions you face out on a typical SA course.
Okay, so physical drills are covered. Then the source moves on to technology for more advanced analysis.
Right, bringing in the data. First up, launch monitors.
Those are everywhere now.
They are. And they give you instant numbers on your swing path. Yeah, but also a launch angle, ball speed, spin rate, all things affected by path and club face.
Mm-hmm.
And the article points out how conditions like altitude, you know, on the high-vel courses really affect ball flight.
Mm-hmm.
So a launch monitor helps you see exactly how your path is performing in those conditions and lets you make adjustments. Useful.
Okay, what else? Swing analyzer apps. On your phone.
Yeah, record your swing from different angles down the line, face on, and the app gives you analysis. Slow-mo playback. Sometimes it even diagnoses common path faults.
Interesting.
And they might even suggest drills based on your specific swing. So it can be a really valuable tool for targeted practice, maybe if you're working on stuff at Westlake Golf Club, as the article notes.
Even just simple video analysis, right? Just recording yourself.
Hugely powerful, yeah. Film your swing face on or down the line. You'll see flaws you just can't feel. The source advises focusing on those key positions, address, top, impact, follow through.
Right.
It's a spot where your path might be going off. And you can share those videos with a coach, maybe an SA-based coach, for specific feedback.
And then there's really high-tech stuff, motion capture.
Yeah, motion capture systems. They track your actual skeletal movements through the swing, gives you incredibly detailed insights.
Wow.
That level of detail can be really useful for understanding how your body mechanics affect your path, especially on the varied terrains in SA. Some systems can even simulate different lies, apparently.
And VR training, virtual reality.
Yeah, the cutting edge, I suppose.
Yeah.
Lets you simulate conditions, practice on virtual versions of real SA courses.
Seriously.
That's what the article says. You can work on tailoring your swing path for uphill lies, downhill lies, tricky pins, all in a controlled environment. Describes it as pretty effective for reinforcing mechanics in a, well, an engaging way.
Okay, so lots of tech options. But the article also stresses getting help from actual people, right? Professional guidance.
Absolutely. It rightly emphasizes the value of that, especially local expertise.
Mm.
Finding a golf coach in South Africa is highlighted for that personalized one-on-one instruction.
Someone who can actually watch you swing.
Exactly. Diagnose path issues you'd miss yourself, give you tailored drills, maybe specific feelings to work on. And the key is finding someone who really understands the local courses and the conditions you actually play in.
Makes sense. What about academies?
Golf academies offer a more structured route. Comprehensive programs, often covering mechanics, strategy, fitness, the mental game, usually with top-notch facilities. Many in SA offer programs for different levels, letting you take a deeper dive into swing principles.
And swing clinics, are those useful?
Yeah, they offer a chance to get insights from different experts, often focusing on specific things like swing path or, say, the short game. You can get quick tips, sometimes some video analysis, learn from watching others too. Good option.
Okay, now let's really get into adapting to those specific South African course conditions the article mentions. This seems key. Wind, firm fairways, elevation changes.
Yeah, these aren't just annoyances. They demand specific adjustments to your swing path.
Let's start with wind. It's pretty much everywhere in SA, right? Coast, altitude.
Definitely. The source's main tip here is adjusting your path to hit it lower. Keep the ball under the wind.
How do you do that?
Well, a more compact swing, maybe not a full follow through. Potentially adjusting ball position slightly further back in your stance. Practicing those sort of punch shots at the range with different clubs is key.
Okay. What about firm fairways? Common in the interior, right?
Very common. The focus there shifts to really clean ball striking. You need a path that's straight and level through impact, basically, to avoid digging in too much.
So less digging.
Yeah. The article suggests maybe a slightly steeper angle of attack could help nip the ball cleanly off that tight lie.
Mm-hmm.
And again, maybe moving the ball slightly back in the stance helps ensure you hit the ball first.
Right. And elevation changes. Signature of many SA courses.
Absolutely. Hitting uphill generally needs a more upright swing path to help get the ball airborne. Hitting downhill, you probably want a more level path to maintain control, stop it hooking too much.
And ball position helps here too.
Yeah, the article mentions the classic adjustments, ball forward a bit for uphill lies, maybe back a bit for downhill, to help facilitate those path changes. Just practicing on slopes whenever you can builds that comfort and instinct.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. The source also really emphasizes the mental game. Says it's often underestimated for swing path consistency.
Hugely underestimated. Visualization is one big tool it discusses. Really picturing the exact path of your swing, the flight of the shot, before you even step up to the ball.
Mental rehearsal.
Exactly. It prepares you, sets a clear intention for your path. Building that into your practice routine helps you execute under pressure, makes that desired path feel more automatic.
And focus, concentration during the swing.
Also critical. The article touches on, like, mindfulness techniques, focusing on your breath, or maybe just one simple swing key to filter out distractions. Super important when you're facing a tough shot on a difficult SA course. That mental presence lets you execute the path you practiced.
Right. And ultimately, it's about confidence, isn't it? Believing you can make the swing.
Totally. The source highlights that confidence grows from consistent practice and actually seeing good results.
Mm.
So tracking your progress, celebrating the small wins, keeping a positive outlook even after a bad shot, that all helps. Maybe playing practice rounds where you just focus purely on path and technique can build that confidence.
Good advice. Okay, finally, the article talks about equipment considerations, how your clubs relate to swing path.
Yeah, important stuff. Proper club fitting is presented as, well, essential, not just a luxury. Because getting fitted for the right length, lie angle, shaft flex specifically for your swing means the club is designed to work with your natural path or the path you're trying to groove. Helps accuracy, helps consistency. Finding a good fitter in SA is key. Grip size is mentioned here too.
Right, and shaft flex.
Crucial. A shaft that's too stiff or too flexible for your swing speed makes it harder to deliver the club face squarely, consistently, harder to maintain your path. Testing during a fitting finds the ideal match. And that flex really matters when things like altitude or temperature in SA affect your ball speed and launch.
Club head design too.
Yep. The source notes how modern tech, bigger sweet spots, aerodynamic shapes can add forgiveness and stability. That helps the club stay more on path, even if your swing isn't perfect. And just choosing a head that feels balanced supports a more natural motion.
And grip size again, more than just comfort.
Definitely. Too large can restrict your wrists. Too small might make you overly handsy. The article advises considering your hand size, testing different diameters, making sure the grip promotes comfortable control, essential for a consistent path.
Lastly, the golf ball.
Yeah, even the ball type. Softer balls generally offer more feel, more control. Harder ones prioritize distance. The source just advises choosing one that complements your swing speed and your playing style. Experimenting a bit helps find the best fit for your path and how you want to play on different SA fairways and greens.
So it really does all tie together.
It does. The article loops back effectively, reinforcing that improving swing path isn't about one magic fix. It's a whole approach, mechanics, practice, tech, mental game, even your gear.
Wow. Yeah. That was a really comprehensive look at this source. It really covered a lot of ground, didn't it? So many connected parts of the swing, but always bringing it back to the path and how it applies specifically to playing golf in South Africa.
It really does illustrate that, you know, understanding and improving your swing path is about integrating everything. The fundamentals, practicing smart, using the tools available, and knowing how to adjust to whatever the course throws at you.
And I liked how the article didn't just list things. It hinted at the why behind these adjustments, especially for the unique SA golfing environment.
Exactly. That deeper understanding, that's what really allows for lasting improvement, for being adaptable out there on the course.
Well, seriously, thanks for bringing this source material to the table for us today. It's been incredibly insightful.
My pleasure. Good stuff in there.
So, okay, we've journeyed through the source. We've seen how swing path is affected by, well, everything, it seems, from basics like how you hold the club, the gear you use, to the specific lie of the ball on some South African fairway, even just what's going on in your head when you stand over the shot. So here's a final thought building on that. What if achieving the optimal swing path isn't like reaching some fixed, perfect technical goal? What if it's more of a continuous process, a constant adaptation, integrating all those different things, physical, mental, environmental, all working together right in the moment you need to hit that specific shot?
That's definitely something to chew on next time you're standing on the tee.
Absolutely. So take these insights, maybe experiment with them in your own practice, and see how they help you navigate the course. Until next time on The Deep Dive.